Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Mike Craig, and I'm your host for this mixed-up, wicked, and exciting weekly radio talk program. As the host, I get the rare privilege of interviewing truly interesting folks who are not yet celebrities. Well, some of them are. In fact, tonight we have one, but who I consider to be the best, brightest, and most creative people in the world. During this half-hour program, I'll focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influenced them the most, and decisions they made that brought them success. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions, a kind of mental detox that suddenly allowed amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this natural mind detox process at www.logicalsoul.com. Now, the guests on my show were selected not because they're familiar with my work, in fact, many aren't, but because they have obviously cleared their minds enough to make strong decisions that led them to the current success in life. Now, my goal in having them on this show is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions. This will allow you, as my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen to what they have to say. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, the guest on my show tonight is a very special one. He's a number one best-selling author of a book called Conversations with Greatness, which features the secrets of nine famous and incredibly successful self-made millionaires. Now, before he wrote Conversations with Millionaires, this young man was featured in a success story on a TV infomercial called Creating Wealth with a few other millionaires, and he's currently working on a new book just for you entrepreneurial women out there called Conversations with Conversations with Female Millionaire, which is his new upcoming book. So if you can probably imagine, this person has met a bunch of self-made millionaires over the years, which helped him create his latest product, which he'll talk about today, I hope, called the Millionaire Money Formula. And his name is Jason Oman. And let me get him on the air here. Oops. I just hit the wrong button. Hold on a second, Jason. I'm coming to you.
No problem. I'm here.
Jason, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you wonderfully.
All right.
I hope people out there can hear. Sometimes these microphones get a little bit screwy. But before we get started here, Jason, first off, I got to tell you how thrilled I am to have you on my show. I just want to clear the air right off the bat, though, and because I know some people may have read the blog, and let everyone know that Jason here has just come back from a huge setback in his life. It was a burst blood vessel in his brain back, I guess it was October of 2007. And since I've only known you a few months now, Jason, I did a little research on your life and discovered, quite by my amazement, that you're connected one way or the other with practically the whole who's who of internet marketing. And based on the logs and tributes that were flowing out over the web in the late months of 2007, I know you had a huge impact on these folks. In fact, I recall Matt Basak at one of his events giving you a very loving testimonial. And it really touched my heart and made me want to meet you and get to know you better. And I figured anyone with a heart that big as to affect this many people would certainly find a place in my heart. So welcome again, Jason, and that's my heartfelt speech for the evening.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here to share with everybody.
I'm so glad you made it, Jason. Tell me, before we get into the meat of the matter, you're going to talk a little bit about your book and your upcoming book. Tell me a little bit about the beginning, about Jason, how he got started. How much do you recall, and how much can you remember of your childhood? Things that, inspirations that you had, things that motivated you, things that gave you ideas that maybe you carry forth today.
Well, you know, I mean, luckily my long-term memory is fine. It's really just my short-term memory that's been challenged by by the head injury. But, you know, I mean, I'm basically somebody who, you know, I grew up probably not too unlike most people. I was a kid growing up, and, you know, there'd be toys and bicycles and skateboards and video games and whatever, you know, different stuff that I wanted.
Right.
Thing was, I was, you know, I was the youngest of five kids. And, you know, it was an interesting scenario because, you know, my parents didn't have a lot of money. I mean, they did okay for themselves and they got by, but there wasn't, you know, an influx of money or anything. And so kind of one of those scenarios where, you know, being the youngest of five kids, you know, by the time I came along and it was time for me to be able to get stuff, all the other kids had already kind of been, you know, had already kind of been before me. And, you know, the older you get, the more expensive the things that you need are. So,
yeah.
You know, the other kids just, you know, ended up kind of, I guess you could say, to a certain degree kind of capitalized on my parents' resources. And, you know, there I was kind of like, you know, wanting what I wanted as a kid and kind of being, okay, what do I do now? And
uh-huh.
So, you know, at a very young age, I just realized and discovered that if you've got money, it opens up a whole lot of possibilities for you.
Right.
So, you know, being like any kid, wanting the things that a kid would want, toys and games and whatever, but kind of being, let's just call it challenged as far as being able to get any of those things, it kind of created a scenario where at a very young age I started deciding, you know what, when I grow up, I want to learn and figure out how to make a lot of money so I don't have to worry about just wanting the things, I can actually get them.
Uh-huh.
So,
excellent.
You know, I was lucky enough to you know, have a mother that was interested in personal development and self-help and kind of learning how to, you know, get and do and have the things that that many people want in life. And that kind of set me on a path of, you know, self-development, of personal development, of self-help, and of learning from highly successful people in different areas of life. And so from a very young age, I just started learning and studying, you know, a bunch of really successful people. I remember when I was just on a teenager, I went to a seminar and walked barefoot on I think it was like a 12 or 15 foot long stretch of hot coals.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Tony Robbins Firewalk Seminar.
Right.
And, you know, just kind of got myself started on doing what you got to do to make things happen.
Right. That's one of the first intros. A lot of people probably talk about getting into the success motivation field and that kind of thing. Tony did a great job there bringing that Hawaiian tradition of walking on coals over here. Let me ask you this. I met your mother, Mary, by the way. She's a sweetheart. I know you're living with her now, and she's doing a yeoman's job helping you out and taking care of you and watching out for you, bringing you back, basically. I'm so glad you're with us today and you're out there doing things and publishing and all sorts of stuff. Now, so you had a lot of support, obviously, from your family, but you had a lot of hand-me-downs, too, I can say, that, you know, having older kids, probably you had, you know, you wear their clothes and you get their toys and you get a lot of stuff that's sort of used, rather.
Yeah, when I was growing up, there was definitely a lot of that going on, sure.
Yeah, so you just want your own stuff. And you certainly were successful. Now, how long did it take when you began? I know that you got together with Mike Littman, and both of you wrote Conversations with Millionaires, and you had mentioned that he's the one that had done the conversations or the interviews. And what was your role in that? I mean, I know that you met all these people. Did you put the book together, promote it? How did you all work together?
Yeah, basically, I mean, you know, he did the interviews on a radio show. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, after a number of different interviews, and, you know, I literally would call up to the radio show and just get put on hold. I was in California. He was in New York. And I'd call up and be put on hold and just listen to him interview these, you know, incredibly successful self-made millionaires. And I would just be on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, I'd just wait. And then the next week he'd interview another one and I'd do it again. And really, right around the same time that was happening, I was, at that point I had started my first business and was successful enough to become a featured success story on a TV infomercial called Creating Wealth. And, so basically while that was happening is when he was starting his radio show, and he was, you know, looking for people to interview for his radio show. And So he saw me on the TV infomercial and called me up to interview me. And we did that. And then, you know, he interviewed Robert Allen and Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield and Sharon Lecter from Rich Dad,
right.
Poor Dad, and all kinds of people.
Right, right.
And, you know, from basically studying all the different, you know, self-made millionaires and stuff that I had leading up to that point, I just realized there's value in, you know, in the content that was delivered there. So I said, hey, you know, what happened was kind of interesting. Right along the same time that that was taking place, there was a really successful book out called Conversations with God.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I remember that.
Yeah, and so, you know, I basically just kind of put two and two together and came up with the idea, let's take those interviews with those, you know, famous self-made millionaires and turn them into a book called Conversations with Female, or Conversations with Millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we did that, and then, you know, it became, okay, we've got this book. It's a great book. We had amazing testimonials. You know, people were loving it. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
let's really take this thing to the moon and see what we can do with it. And, you know, I came up with a strategy for making stuff happen, and it became a number one bestseller. And, you know, everything just kind of took off from there. It's kind of an interesting combination of, you know, from the business that I had before I did that and ending up as a success story on the TV infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, going and creating a number one bestselling book. People can check that out at conversationswithmillionaires.com. And, you know, things have just kind of transpired. I, you know, there's literally on my website, jasonoman.com/about Jason, capital
mm-hmm.
A about, capital J, Jason.
There's
mm-hmm. a picture of me on stage with famous self-made millionaire Robert Allen.
Right, I saw that picture.
Yeah, you know, it's just
yeah.
a lot of really cool stuff. So it's been pretty cool.
Now, tell me, you mentioned the TV infomercial, Creating Wealth. What was that all about?
Well, you know, I mean, like I said, I grew up as somebody who wanted to go to make money and stuff, and I was up late one night. I was probably 19 years old or something. Was up late one night and watched a TV infomercial talking about the concept of direct marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, said, that looks like an interesting way to make some money. So, you know, I responded. I called up and ordered the course and went through the course and studied it, and kind of that was kind of my introduction to the world of, you know, marketing and promotion and stuff like that. And ended up starting my first business at that point. And literally it was probably only about 5, maybe 6 months after starting that business, I was successful enough in that business to be considered to be a featured success story on that on the next version of that TV infomercial.
Right, right. They wanted your testimonial.
Yeah.
That was
so
a great start.
You know, I just, you know, got a FedEx envelope one day, and there was a ticket for a flight to Florida. I was living in California.
Wow.
Not too long after that, I was, you know, flying to Florida and, you know, got picked up in a limo and the whole thing. So
not too shabby for a 19-year-old.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
not too shabby at all. So how did that open doors for you? Or did it open any doors for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically it put me in a scenario where every night of the week I could just, you know, turn on the TV and flip through the channels and see myself on TV.
Wow.
So, you know, what ended up happening was, you know, me and a number of other people saw me on TV, and I got called, like I said, got called from a guy who wanted to interview me on his radio show, and we did that, and then he went on to interview, you know, like I said, Robert Allen and Mark Victor Hansen and all these people, and so I basically took a, you know, I went through a series of steps to come up with an idea for how he could capitalize on the interviews that he did with these famous millionaires.
Okay, so it was Mike that called you up, and you were on his show at one time. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and then you just called in to listen to the other interviews after that happened and came up with that brilliant idea, and both of you wrote that book. Great. Great idea, man. And I know you're doing that. I know you're doing that now with Conversations with Female Millionaires. I also know you're collaborating with someone on that book. Tell me a little bit about that, and how's that coming along?
Yeah, it's coming along great. I tell you, it's really amazing. You know, one of the things that's happened as a result of you know, kind of being influenced and being around all these, you know, famous self-made millionaires, is it's kind of helped me understand the thinking process that self-made millionaires use to come up with ideas and become successful in business. And, you know, literally that thinking process of, you know, how they come up with ideas and rock and roll with it and turn it into successful businesses is where my concept for the Millionaire Money Formula, which is at millionairemoneyformula.com, that's kind of where that concept came from being around these, you know, famous self-made millionaires and kind of learning and understanding how they think. And it's how they think that allows them to get the results that they get.
Right.
And, you know, so that's where that formula kind of came from.
That's exactly true. And I believe that there's really some deep-rooted decision that people make, and this goes back to what my work is about, that really there's a seed there based on a deep-rooted decision that I will succeed. And it's almost like somebody once said, it's not making a decision to sort of go after something. It's like going after something no matter what, or whatever it takes. And I guess the wording they used was no matter what it takes or whatever it takes, which I thought was quite wording for a commitment, that the difference between those, and correct me if I'm wrong, the difference between those who have really made it and those who are wannabes is basically a deep-seated commitment to what they want. Would that be accurate in saying?
Yeah, I think it's really almost, you know, it's interesting that you kind of brought up the deeper level of this, because I think it's almost like it's gotten to a point for these, you know, really, really super successful people that it's literally their sense of purpose. Like it's their life purpose to,
right,
you know, to really rock their business out and make amazing things happen. And it's almost like all the different elements and kind of natural gifts that they have, that we all have as human beings, you know, kind of all comes together and creates like this synergy of power that allows them to be able to just do amazing things.
Yeah, I've just found that the difference between those that make it and those that don't, it basically you can look at them and you could say, you know, are you committed to this thing? And a lot of times if they are, they look you in the eye and they say, absolutely, yes. And if they're not, they'll sort of, their eyes sort of waver off to the side and they sort of have other things come up and they get distracted. And I know the difference because, hey, I was like the second group. I was like drifting around, not knowing what the heck going on. And I guess that's why I came up with this technique called the logical soul. I realized, you know, there's a difference. There's a difference between those who make it and those who don't. And I ain't the one who makes it. And I had to come face to face with that reality to be able to accept my limitations and understand there's something, though, that's going on that needs changing. And when I discovered that it really has to do with a decision, like you said, a sense of purpose, and how to capitalize or how to actually access and tap into that, that a lot of people like myself and those who really don't make it happen or have a lot of ADD going on, in a sense that they get distracted, don't have. Would that be accurate to say? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you really hit on one of the main keys to making amazing things happen is there is really no super successful person who hasn't decided, who hasn't made a powerful decision to become successful.
Right.
And I think if you make the decision to become successful and then you take the steps to learn what you need to learn, so that you can do the things you need to do, there's really no limits. You know, it's whatever limits you put on yourself.
I know, and that came home to me really strongly because I remember that when, for example, I just got out, I spent years in real estate, and I was really going to be successful in real estate, and I was committed, and I was like, you know, nose to the grindstone, and I was really doing it, and I was following all the formulas. I was following the formulas, and I was paying all this money following the formulas, and it wasn't working. And I had to really dig really, really deep down and discover, you know, I don't really enjoy this stuff. You know, it's not really who I am. It's what I want to do. And that was a rude awakening. It was an expensive seminar. But, I mean, the point is, you know, what do I really want? What do I want to do? And who am I? And how do I fit into this whole picture? And the sense I get from those who are self-made or those like yourself who really make things happen almost seemingly effortlessly is that you're very – in alignment with your purpose. It's almost like you know your purpose, you put the word out there, and suddenly things and events and people and resources start gathering around you to make it happen because of that deep-seated congruence. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong or you know, if I'm right on or whatever, but that's a sense of it that I get.
Yeah, I think when you combine two of the most powerful words that start with P in the world, which is purpose and passion, when you can combine those two things together, there's really a whole new ball game that takes place,
right.
and it just puts an enormous amount of power in your favor.
Yeah, I know two people that come to mind when you say that. Matt Basak, I mentioned him earlier. He just got so much passion. You know, even though he's a little bit scattered, the guy comes across. When he wants to come across, he comes across. And another one that I just recently heard the interview of, and is Gary Vaynerchuk. Vaynerchuk, I can't pronounce his last name, but he's very powerful. Right on. He talks about his passion with a great deal of purpose, and yourself. I can sense that in you. So it's Jason. It's a real pleasure having you on here and talking about this, because this is really, it's dear to my heart, and I know it is to yours. And you know, having somebody who's on target and on purpose is it's really great to talk to someone like that. So tell me a little bit about the Millionaire Money Formula. You gave the website millionairemoneyformula.com. How does that work? How does it help people? And what do you have to offer there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As a result of being around all these self-made millionaires, I really figured out that there is an actual thinking process that they all have in common. Even if they've, you know, even if they're in totally different businesses with totally different backgrounds, whatever, they've all risen to a very successful place. I said, you know, what are the commonalities? What are the true commonalities? Because if you can figure out the commonalities, you know, inside of a lot of successful people, and then start living and taking action with those yourself, you can create the kind of results they have. And, you know, so I started kind of figuring out, you know, what do these people have in common? And they all have basically come up with an idea for a highly desirable product or service that other people would want to buy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can look at, you know, for example, Wally Famous Amos. He's one of the people
cookie
interviewed
guy.
In yeah, exactly. Famous
right.
cookies, right?
Right.
So he's one of the people that was interviewed and he's in conversation with millionaires. And you know, it's cookies. It's not even a new idea. You know, it's not something that nobody's ever done before, but he had a passion and a purpose to create, in his mind, the best cookies and a very successful company providing those cookies to other people.
Right, right.
He combined purpose and passion, came up with a great idea, and made it happen.
I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs who started business. Truett Cathy comes to mind. He's from Atlanta. He started the, you know, Chick-fil-A. He's, what, 83 years old now or something, still going.
Yeah.
But he's another person that comes to mind with that. Fantastic. So with your course, what does it do? Is it a home study course? Is it a book? Or what form does it come in? How do people take it?
Right. Millionaire Money Formula, in its current form, is an ebook. So literally go to millionairemoneyformula.com and you can grab it, start going through it right away. And it is literally, I mean, you know, I've gone through a lot of different products and concepts and stuff that are out there in the world of success and building wealth. And, you know, there's some very, very powerful things out there. There's some stuff that is, you know, can be helpful, but not necessarily for every person and things like that. But to a T, across the board, every single highly successful self-made millionaire, if you really boil it down to how did they, you know, the foundation, how do they really get started and make things happen? They all started with a great idea for some kind of product or service or information that other people would want to buy.
Right.
And so I said, well, heck, how did they do that then? And then so that led me to kind of figuring out, you know, some of the deeper level, you know, thought processes that they used to come up with the ideas for these products, services, and information that other people want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of an interesting process. But, you know, it's interesting because as soon as I figured out those steps to that formula, it was like a whole new world of possibilities opened up to me.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, oh, my God, this is huge stuff.
Oh, man.
Because really, I mean, if you know the process and you can come up with ideas for products and services that other people want, there's like no limits for you.
Uh-huh.
You can literally take that and go as big as you want to go and go as far as you want to go. There's literally no limits. It's the people that are sitting there wanting to make money, but they don't have a concept for some type of product or service that other people would want. Well, it's pretty difficult to really kind of build a business and make money if you don't
yeah.
have, you know, some kind of product or service that people want to buy.
Right, right. You can make the best buggy whips in the world, but if there's not a market for it. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So you've got a process there that actually shows people how to go through that and come up with products and services. That's fantastic.
Right. Come up with the ideas for products and services. Absolutely.
I'm going to get that. So, absolutely. I have one more question for you, or maybe a couple more, but one that's on my mind has to do with how do you see the world now, Jason? I know that you had, you know, that incident, that health problem that came up a couple of years ago, and you've done remarkably well, by the way, since then. You sound extremely clear and really right on today, so you're definitely coming out of that. How have your values changed? I know in talking with Jill Taylor, she also had a brain, it was actually a stroke several years ago, and she worked her way back, and she said that there was something in her book, she talks about it, A Stroke of Insight. She talks about the brain and how she started seeing things differently, and her values had actually changed. Has that happened with you? How do you see the world now as opposed to how you used to see it? Have any of your values changed, or has anything shifted in you since before that time?
Yeah, I think there has. You know, I really feel like what it really did for me is it made me realize none of us know how long we're really here for.
Right.
You know, I had a stroke as well, a stroke and the aneurysm, and I mean, it very possibly could have taken me out for good. And it made me realize that, you know what, none of us really know when our time is going to be up, and it's
mm-hmm.
a different period of time for every person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you can really barrel down and focus on, you know, and for me, it really feels like, I really feel like discovering and figuring out the millionaire money formula is kind of my gift to the world that I was put on this planet to make happen. And, you know, I maybe sounds kind of overly spiritual. I don't know. It depends on the person you're talking to, but, you know, it just, you know, when that kind of experience happens, it really gives you a very deep and profound way of thinking about life and the world and future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like it just made me realize that figuring out the step-by-step process that people can use to come up with concepts that other people, you know, want and are highly desired, is a life-changing thing. I mean, every single highly successful person out there is where they're at because they were able to come up with an idea or somebody else came up with it, and then they took it and capitalized on it
uh-huh.
and became, you know, multimillionaire as a result.
Right.
And, it's amazing what can happen when you understand that process and go through it and rock things out. So.
I think that's fantastic, Jason. I have a sense that you and I are going to talk further on this subject because it's fascinating to me as well. So people can get that by going to millionairemoneyformula.com. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Jason, thank you so much for being here. And hang on, and I'll talk to you after the show, after the music. Next week, we've got Dr. Erica Goodstone, who's going to come back to college to Florida. And we'll talk to her about her latest experience. Dr. Michael Craig, Logic Consulting. Are you there, Jason?
I am.
Thanks so much. That was a fantastic interview. I really appreciate that. That went along better than I thought it would.
Oh, well, that's good news then.
That is great. I'm a little disappointed, however, because I got in touch with so many people, and there were so many people that wrote me or left comments and said they were going to call in, and we didn't have any calls for some reason, or not people on the line anyway. There may have been several on the Internet, but for some reason I didn't have any direct phone calls, which I thought there would be several. But at any rate, did what we could, huh?
Yeah, you know, you can. Let things fall where they may.
I figured, like Woody Allen says, it's a half a success is just showing up.
Exactly.
So we're here. We're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, listen, I really do appreciate that. And I want to talk to you more about that book I mentioned about conversations with Internet millionaires. I think that would be a fantastic subject to cover. And maybe we can talk more about that. But I'd love
yeah,
to maybe
talk
right with you on that.
On that, because I think that there's a lot of different. I think that that's probably going to be one of the easier books to market.
Oh, I think so too. First of all, because each of those guys that you interview are going to put it out in their network. So
yeah,
definitely got a, got a built-in audience there too. So
yeah, totally.
That'd be great. Well, Jason, thank you so much. Give my love to your mother, Mary. And when are you coming to town again?
When am I going to Atlanta again? I'm getting a look of puzzlement. So
I was going to say I'd love to take you all out to dinner or lunch or something. You know, maybe we can talk some and discuss things. I definitely, by the way, I am going to go get Millionaire Money Formula. I think that's fantastic. And you got me all excited now, so I'm going to go check that out. And,
cool.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I guess I'm going to Atlanta for New Year's, and that's the only thing that I know that I have kind of slated. Where in Atlanta are you at again?
I'm in Norcross, which is northeast.
Norcross.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's where I first moved to when I moved to the area.
Right. Yes, you know Norcross. But yeah, just I'll send you my number. Just feel free to call me anytime if you're coming to town or, you know, even last minute and I'd love to get with you.
Yeah, that sounds good. If you want, go ahead and get in touch with me a little bit before New Year's. That way it'll be fresher. I mean, obviously my short-term memory is where the problem is, but still,
right. Yeah, I know. Well, so you've been to my house in Norcross. Came over here with Gina. You came with Gina that time. One time.
Wild. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, Mary wasn't here, but Gina, you were here with Gina Gaudio Graves.
That kind of does ring a bell.
Yeah, you're over here. My wife cooked, and I think she made fish. Anyway, we had a great time with y'all, so it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, we'd love to have you. Maybe you and your mother could come sometime. We'd love to have you both.
Rock and roll. Sounds good, man.
Cool, superstar. Well, listen, I appreciate it again.
All right. My pleasure, man.
You have a great Christmas, you and Mary both, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.